Hello?
Hey, good afternoon, Nadie. This is Ian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great, ma'am. Thank you. Is this a good time to speak?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker so I can hear you better.
Sure. I sound like, is it a good time to speak?
Okay, what?
Is this a good time to speak?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. So, I got your email. And of course, whatever you've been basically saying, I've also observed that. And then, considering onto a solution, I came up onto a point that all of this basically happened due to things or maybe some technologies or wordings that you didn't understand. However, one thing that you mentioned about it that you were aware that he was doing the marketing and doing some search engine optimization, but you assume that that was covered under the media marketing charge, which was 1728. So in that charge,
Right.
yesterday when you asked me what that was for, and you asked me for the breakdown as well, that how much you have paid for the content, how much you paid for the social media marketing. So social media marketing and search engine optimizations are two different things. And that is why there was basically two charges. One was for 1728 for the social media, and 2160 was for the SEO, the search engine optimization for Yahoo, Google, and Bing. Now, I have listened to everything on what he said, and before even I tell you anything about it, you did ask me about the thing that me and you have basically discussed about the inappropriate comments and everything about it. So for that particular,
Right.
we have an in-house lawsuit for because we have the HR as well, which basically take critical actions. And I basically told them, and whatever we have discussed yesterday, they have basically listened to the complete recording, and including me in the room, there was four senior members, one of the board of directors, one was the HR manager, and then the third one was basically the financial advisor for the company itself. So we came to a conclusion, and unfortunately, we have to bring Joe in the room as well, just to let him know what has he done or what is his basically remarks for those comments and everything about it. So he agreed that he did said the words what you have basically said. I have seen the text messages, seen the emails, and everything about it. But he's saying that the intentions was something different. So, but never mind. No matter whatever the intention was, first of all, this should not be happen considering that you are one of our clients. So, cut it short onto the same point. He's basically paying a fine of $750, which will be taken out from his particular payroll for the next 2 months. Also, on top of it, after today, which is 13th of the May, he's basically being sent home after this shift for the next 60 days for this particular case, and is still he's not able to basically manage or maintain his curriculum. Then, unfortunately, after 60 days or within 60 days, we would unfortunately have to let him go. So this is what is basically the company insight that we are being taking care of yesterday. And trust me, like yesterday when we spoke, after 2 hours or 3 hours, that is because I usually work from 9 to 5, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But yesterday, just to basically get this case study done, I sit it in the office 3 hours more to finalize and fix this up. So the charges that we will be giving you back, I'm simply going to come on that particular part as well. But yesterday, we did agreed on some of the changes that you have basically asked me to do it for you, which I have personally went with my development team and got it fixed for you. So do you have the access for the email?
Not at the moment. If I can pull it up.
Sure, please. I have just sent you the email with the new link. And what browser do you use when usually you're using a computer?
Chrome.
Chrome, okay. Do you have any other browser?
I have the, what's it called, Microsoft Edge.
Yeah, so I want you to open up the link on Microsoft Edge, the one that I'm sending you, just for you to basically look the website in a new browser, because what happened is that if you keep using one browser and if you don't delete the cookies, the cache, or anything like that, then that is something which will affect the website because it's not being loaded or it's not being live. So that's why it will give you the same penny issue. So I want you to check the email first of all and open up the link on Microsoft Edge. Do you see it?
Well, I never use, I mean, I had the Microsoft Edge, but I never use it. So now I'm having to log in to.
No, you don't have to log in.
Well,
into
I mean,
phone.
My email to get to
yeah,
the
yeah.
email. I have to log
yeah,
into
you,
my email.
You can use the email onto the Google Chrome and then just copy the link that I'm sending you and then just open it up onto the Microsoft Edge.
Oh, okay.
So it will save you time.
I don't have the fastest internet around here. I live out in the middle of the country.
Take your time, no worries. How's your day going so far?
Not good. I've been real sick.
Same here. I'm also having like migraine from last night, and I've taken the medication, but it's not getting well. I don't know why. But I wish you good health, and may God bless you for that. So,
thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you have the Zoom application?
Yes.
If you want, I can share my screen and I can show you what we have done.
Okay, hold on. It's finally getting into the email.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I've got it pulled up, and it's still got that big red box right in the middle of it.
Yeah. But on this red box, I have basically set it up a timer that this box will be removed in the next 10 seconds. And then you also have the option to basically cross the box. So can you cross it up?
Yes.
All right. Now, once you cross it, the first thing that we have discussed is the logo on the top, and then, of course, the logo of your EXT Realty. And I'm pretty sure you will see that the logo of yours, Haiti Parish, has been enlarged, plus the colors are being more better now, and it is basically now more visual than the previous option. Plus, the size of the of your logo and the EXT, we have managed the same particular size for it, and I've used the same EXP Realty in the white color that you basically recommended. So that's the first change that we have discussed.
Okay. Yeah, that looks better.
Now, the second part that we have discussed about is that remove the listings and no option to add the ability. That thing has been done. And you would also see that all the content for the website that has been written by you, by designers, or whoever, is being added up onto the website as well. So if you scroll it down, each and every part has been there. Do you see it? And still, you also see the MLS listing is also being there. Do you see it?
Yes.
Now, if you scroll it down a bit more, then we have added up the portion where you see Haiti Parish Property Group providing a one-stop guide to all seeking solutions for their real estate concerns. This content has also been added up. And there was two parts that we have discussed about, which was the consumer protection notice and information about brokerage services, which I've taken down in the middle part. Do you see that?
You put it where?
In the middle of the website. Instead of keeping it at the bottom, I've added up in the middle of the part where you will see find yourself the best deals. And if you scroll it down, you will see consumer protection notice and information about brokerage services.
Oh, okay, I see.
You see that?
Now,
below that, there was a content which was provided to you, which we have added up onto the banner. Get your home marketed through MLS listings. This was being done. And then below that, the certification is being added up, what you have provided with your picture, with what you have basically done, your accomplishments, each and everything has been there, the social media pages, and, of course, the book. And even if you scroll it down, all the lorem, porum, ipsum, that language has been taken off, and only your content is coming up. And below that, we have added up sections, our services, selling and buying. We've added up the content so that the people can see it. We have updated the phone number, the website, the email addresses, and everything about it. And then if you scroll it down, then where you have seen the consumer protection notice at the very bottom, I think that was yesterday with another name. That was something, information about brokerage services. So I've added it up at the bottom as well and then keep it up onto the middle as well so that if the customers have missed it out in the middle of the website and if they're scrolling down just to check your timings, your opening hours, or anything about it, they can still go to the consumer protection notice.
Okay.
Now,
yeah,
that's
good.
Now, on the very top, ma'am, if you see the About Us page, can you click on that?
Can we discuss something at the bottom of the first page first?
Sorry?
I said, can we discuss something at the bottom of the first page first?
Sure, sure, sure. Go ahead.
Where it says call us now, connect with us. Under call us now, what on earth are those phone numbers?
All right. So these phone numbers, the call us now, I was basically not sure if you will be using the same phone number that we have added up, the 817 and 845-3676. So on this one, you can let me know if you would like to keep the same number or would you be, or do you have any other number as well that needed to be there?
No, that's the only number I have.
All right, so I'll just basically put that number. No worries about it. I'll just get it done right away. Now, on the very top, if you have not any more changes, can you go to About page?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to read it later because that's a lot to read through to see if there's anything I need to change. But
Of course. But now I'm pretty sure whatever tasks that you have provided me yesterday, I'm pretty sure it's been done now. That's what I basically believe. But, of course, I gave you the opportunity to read it. And let me know if you still have any concerns and any questions, because my developer is something which only takes care of my particular commands. So I'm pretty sure right now, till yesterday, the website had made progress just to basically update every single thing that was not being liked by you. So any more things that you would like to say?
Joe said something about that on that recording about additional email addresses that have been provided. And where do they go to if they're emailed to?
Sure. So let me just tell you that process. You will be getting three emails, and they will be with the name of your company, which means you can have one email like info@HaityParishPropertiesByParish.com. You can have Haiti@PropertiesByParish.com. You can have billing@PropertiesByParish.com. So you do have the opportunity for the names. If you have the names right now, you can give me that. I can get the emails created for you, and I will link the emails with the website itself, and we will give you the access. Likewise, you have the access for your Gmail. The same way, you will have the access for all these three emails. But the best part is that if the form, let's say I'm just giving you an example. If the form is being filled out, the red form, the red box is being filled out, then that information should go to contact@PropertiesByParish.com. If people are looking for properties information, then that information should go to info@PropertiesByParish.com. And if people are trying to contact you directly, or they know you, or you would like to basically give them your email by which they could send you something, then that email should be your personal email, which will be created by us. That should be Haiti@PropertiesByParish.com. So that's the whole idea.
Okay. What was the first one you said?
I just gave you the example. You can always change it. So first example, which usually people use, that was info@PropertiesByParish.com, contact@PropertiesByParish.com.
Oh, contact. Okay.
Yeah. And then Haiti@PropertiesByParish.com, or you could have billing@PropertiesByParish.com, whatever you prefer.
Okay. Well, I don't do any billing. I don't take any money over the.
that was just the option. So whatever option you will tell me to do, we will go ahead and we will do that for you. So any complaints from my side?
No, not yet.
Thank you very much. And I'm pretty sure I'll not give you a chance for the complaints at all, because I take my work seriously, and I'm basically a man of my words. So I ask you for 24 hours, and I'm pretty sure you could see the corresponding that I've been making with you, because I know the fact that if a customer have a bad experience or had a bad taste, then they will never basically give another chance to that particular company or that people or anything like that, because I myself have been basically burned out many times online while shopping online. And I give you an example. Like, I ordered a jeans from a well-known brand, and I told them that I need a large size, but they sent me out the small one. And when I called them back, they were not picking up my phone, no return policy, nothing like that. So my $35 or $40 was just basically wasted. So I know the fact how this pretty much works, but I can assure you that in the company, likewise, all fingers are not of same size. Same thing, then all the people are not basically the same size, that by which you cannot basically trust one another. Because sooner or later, you have to have a website done. So whatever time I think you have spent it out, according to me, the website looks good and fine. It's working. It's working fine. The only thing which we needed to do is that we will give you the time to overview the website, and you don't have to go to Joe. You don't have to go to Peter or anybody else. You just have to contact me to let me know what changes you want, and I can basically get this thing done for you so that you could start making the bread and butter by which you have started this business for. Now, the website part is done from my side. Do you have anything to say about the website? If not, then I'll go back to the billing part, that what I can do for you in that regard.
Yeah, on that about page, and under Read More, and it has like these little graphs, strategy, design, WordPress, marketing, it has percentages. What is that?
Just give me a minute. All right. So this is basically the analytics that we have basically sent it out as a demo, just to basically give them the idea. You can change the name for the percentage. You can change the percentage strategies. Let's say you can basically use your particular businesses, sold homes this much percentage, the people communication that you have was this much percentage. So this was one of the idea which I basically added up onto the website, so that if you would like to basically rename them, we can do that. And we can also put the percentage by which the people could know that this much percentage has been given to you, or this much knowledge do you have to basically provide to other customers. But if you don't like it, we can remove that.
Yeah, I just don't really understand it, but it's confusing.
No problem. I'll remove that for you. Okay.
I am not closed on Sunday.
Yeah, the hours, you need to give me that, so that we can go ahead and we can basically do that. The Monday, Tuesday is fine. The timing is fine, 6 to 10.
That's a little late, probably.
All right, you tell me the timing. Let me just write it down and let me just change that for you.
Okay.
All right, so let's start from Monday to Tuesday.
I'm gonna say 8 to 8 on Monday through Thursday.
8 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Yes. All the way through Friday. Monday through Friday.
Okay, so I'll basically do that. And what about Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday, basically the same hours for Saturday, and then Sunday, like, I just like to put, like, by appointment for Sunday.
By appointment. Call for appointment or by appointment?
Say that again?
Should I write in on Sunday, call for appointment or by appointment?
Yeah, call for appointment.
All right, so I'll just remove, because right now what you see is Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday, then Friday. So I'll just make it Monday till Saturday, same timings, and then I'll just keep it one more bar for Sunday, which will say call, which will say call for appointment, okay?
Yeah.
All right, just give me a minute. Monday till Saturday. Eight AM till 8 PM, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I will still give you some time to look again for any of the changes that you would like to make. But whatever the changes that you have set, the timings, Monday to Saturday would be 8 AM to 8 PM, and the Sunday would only be call for appointment. All right, and then
under the quick links and useful is misspelled. Useful links.
Yeah, useful is basically misspelled, so I'll just basically change that as well.
And underneath that, there's two red abouts, and then the other things are black on black, and you can't really tell that they're there unless I adjust my screen.
If you hover your mouse, you will see that the color will change. If you bring your mouse pointer on home or on about or on blog or contact us.
Yeah, but how would somebody know to do that if they can't even see it there in the first place?
Of course, which is why I'll make it red for you, okay?
Okay. And, well, I talked about before with him about all these red things in here, all this. And I asked him, I said, well, can we make all that the same, like this maroon color, like what's in my logo? And he said, yeah, we can do that, but it's still red. So.
No problem. I'll do that. Now, as you're saying me, I'll certainly do that.
Okay.
Everything from red to maroon, right?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be that dark, but more of that color and not just a stark contrast of red and maroon. So.
Just to be on the same page, I'll use the same color that we have used on the logo.
Okay.
All right. What else?
Okay. So, under blogs, I will be able to put that,
of course,
in myself or have it, because
yes.
I have another company that sends me blogs. Can they just, is there like a link I can send it to directly? Or put them in myself or whatever.
You can put it by yourself, and we will teach you how you can do that.
Okay. And then, what about this Express Offers program that I was talking to him about? Can I do another tab without being charged more?
Of course. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't be hesitant in terms of asking for anything. You're basically one of our loyal customers, so just let me know what you would like to add, and then I'll do that for you without any extra charge, ma'am.
Okay. I have that information. I will email
you, can,
to you
yeah,
for that.
You can send it to me, and for that, I think we will be creating another page and adding up that information on that page, right?
Right, because I can't add any extra information of my own. It has to be just strictly the information that the company puts out about it. So.
Okay, and what will be the page called? What will be the name of the page that we'll be creating?
Express Offers.
Perfect. All right, I'll simply do that. I think after this, everything will be set and fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect. Sounds good. So let me just go back now and let's. Yes, go ahead.
This currently does it. It has the MLS access for just my area, or is it all over?
It is basically have the MLS access right now. And it's working with your area and with basically being working with the other area. How would you like this to be performed?
I didn't understand that.
How you want the MLS to perform? Only in your area for right now? Or you would like to basically set some different cities, different areas?
Well, it needs to be all the areas that my MLS covers.
Of course. So that is what it's basically doing right now. Because they're basically been using entries, which is basically the MLS provider. So whatever entries is basically been using out, then all the properties will show up on this particular site.
Where is a search for it?
Let me just see.
I don't see where they can search for different areas.
Let me just see that.
I mean, like if I wanted to go in and search for Bowie, Texas properties, there's no way to do that. That's the whole purpose of having an MLS, so you can search wherever you want to within that.
Exactly. Exactly. That is what I'm just trying to basically do. Just give me a minute. All right. I think I've just basically checked that particular feature from the back end of the website. It's been there, but it's been hidden, and it's been basically not turned on. So we will turn that feature on for you, because yesterday you didn't tell me about it. But now whatever the changes you have told me, including the red colors, the timings, the number, all the things that you have said, it will be done, okay? I'm adding this thing as well.
Okay, so from the very beginning, when I told them what I wanted on this website, I said I really want to have a mortgage calculator, because if you go on Zillow and you click on a listing, then it shows you like what your potential mortgage amount that you would have to pay monthly would be figured up in that little calculator. And he said, yes, I can do that for you. But when I click on these properties, there's nothing like that.
All right. So on the Zillow, what you're talking about, even Zillow is basically paying for the mortgage calculator, because that is something which comes separately, and that depends on the number of calculation that the clients are basically being paid enough for. But however, I'll go ahead and I'll basically add the mortgage calculator for you as well.
At a separate charge?
That's what I'm saying. I'll include that for you. No charge for it.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
I'm very bad feeling about, oh, I'll get this done, and then it does I get whammed the charge for it. So
No. This is Ian. This is basically not Joe. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Just trying to make sure.
No problem. He has a right. Anything else, ma'am?
Okay, up in the very top, it says, we are the best in town with 40 years of experience. But then all in my information talks about how I've been in it for 7 years. So that's kind of
on the very top,
contradictory.
On the very top, I see with over 10 years of experience helping businesses to.
It says, we are best in town with 40 years of experience.
Where do you see that, ma'am? What homepage or?
It's on the property, at the top of the properties page.
Oh, okay.
And up at the top of the about page.
Let me just see.
And let's see. I don't see it on the first page. But
yeah, on the first page it says over 10 years. So should we use the over 10 years on every page? Or 7 years? Just to be precise. Or how about around 10 years?
Okay. That would work. I mean, you know, along with my company, it's actually been in business for longer than that. So, I mean, the broker. But
mm-hmm.
I just don't want it to say 40 years. If you want to put 10 years, that's fine. That's
okay. All right. Around 10 years would be fine.
Yeah. Or approximately, not about.
Yeah, of course. Or maybe we can say over 10 years.
Okay.
All right. Over 10 years. All right. So now let me just redo the changes, what we have discussed so far. First of all, the contact numbers needed to be changed to the same number on which we are speaking, correct?
Yes.
And the timings, Monday to Saturday would be 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday would be call for appointment. Then the links needs to be all in red color, just for the people so that they can see it. And then wherever we are having the red color all over the website, it will be the same as the logo color. And then we will go ahead and we will add a new tab, which you will send me the data for. That is the express offers. Then we will go and we will add the button for search for properties. We will add the mortgage calculator for properties. And wherever it stays 40 years of experience, we will just go ahead like the homepage, over 10 years of experience. And that is pretty much it.
Okay, top right-hand corner, on, well, I'm on the properties page, and I don't know if it's at the top of the other pages or not. It says my property, and it's got a little house beside it.
Yeah.
What is that?
Let me just see.
I think that's related to that other thing where you could list your own property. But we don't have that anymore.
Let me just re-verify that. Yes. Yes, so I think that they have removed the functionality, but the icon is basically still there. So I'll remove that as well, okay?
Okay.
Remove.
Oh, that's
button.
All I see for right now.
No problem, ma'am. If you see anything else, you can email me, okay?
Okay. I don't have a Twitter. So.
I'll remove the Twitter page.
Okay.
All right. So now if you're, I think if you're done for right now, let's just go back onto the financial thing, and then I can let you know what are the charges that we will be going ahead and getting you back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just give me one quick minute so that I can load my system. Please stay on the line. All right, ma'am, you there?
Yes.
Perfect. So the first charge that we basically highlighted, which I sent you on the email, that was being made, let me just check the date. Yes, so that was made on 11th of May, 2 days before, for which you have seen the recording. That was for the additional cities, 2,160. We didn't find that he told you that it will be an additional fee or something like that. And considering the fact that you have already paid for the marketing and the SEO, this should not be an additional charge until or unless he had basically told you. So this charge is a false charge, so it will be refunded back to you on the account. Can you give me the card number on which you would like to get this thing back?
Yes, hold on a second.
Well, let me just see my system if I have your card. I have a card number that is a Discover ending at 2167.
That's it.
Perfect. So this charge will be refunded back to you, ma'am, which is 2,160. Now, the other charge that is that was a false charge, which you have basically mentioned, that was for the chatbot, which was $1,000. This will also be refunded back to you. Because we didn't find anything about this charge, no confirmation, nothing like that. So this will be back to you. Now the total is $3,160 that you're simply going to be getting back. Now there's one more charge that you said that you thought that it will be a part of the social media marketing, but you didn't know. You know that it is search engine optimization, but the last call, because this charge was being made to you on, let me just see. Yeah, it was made to you on 18th of April. And since then, the marketing keywords and Google certifications and everything that has been publicated to Google.com itself, and I have personally checked that out. So this work has already been started, and according to the call recording that was being sent out to you, you were aware that the marketing has been going on. So I think that charge will stay with the company. But the best part is that the additional cities for which he have charged you $2,160, I'm going ahead and I'm refunding you that amount, but that does not mean that we will not be targeting the seven cities, as this is something which is basically his fault. So the amount which we have basically make him pay to us, that is $750, the fine which is being paying out for the inappropriate comments or whatever you can say, that particular charge will be taken down to go ahead and market your seven cities. And then out of $2,160, if you minus $750, which he's basically putting it down, then the remaining is $1,410. And that $1,410 would be taken care of by my company finances, and we will go ahead and we will target the complete seven cities that you have told us about. And likewise, the same for the chatbot. You were under the impression that this is something which he will simply going to be putting it down according to himself, and you were not aware of this charge. So the charge is refunding it back to you, but still the chat feature will be with you, which means the company will still bear that charge as well, which is another $1,000. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Considering that particular fact, because as I told you yesterday, I'll do the best that is in my hands, which will surely going to create a safety net for you and for me and for myself as well. And I'm pretty sure since yesterday, I've only spoke to you till yesterday until now, and you can still see that the website is making progress. We are going on to the particular right track just to be on the same page. And with this thing, the company will give you $3,160, out of which these payments will be break down into two. So which means one payment will be sent it out to you right now after the call, which I'm going to be sending you the confirmation for. So that amount, which will be given to you back today, will be $1,580. Okay? That will be sent it out to you right now on the card, which is the Discover. And the remaining $1,580 would be sent it out to you on the 1st of June, if you can give us time. Would that be fine?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And one more thing, that with this particular part, I'm just adding from my side for the website and everything about it. You already got my number. I gave you my cell phone yesterday, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So you don't have to call anybody in the company. You just have to basically call me. And now the next thing which I'm about to do, before getting the approval, are you happy with the progress, what we are making right now from yesterday till now? Are we on the same page?
Well, I want to talk about the marketing.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
So you said that ad that I saw that he sent me, that one ad about the seller ad with that claim on the bottom that I said I couldn't make good on that claim. You said that was a sample, but he told me that's what he's advertising. Something was sent out. I mean, some ad has gone out, and I haven't approved anything. So, I mean, there couldn't have been any analytics
of course
for him to show me if nothing had not been, you know,
all right, so
posted, an ad or something.
Let me tell you. So there are two things which you're combining right now. Let me just correct you. One is basically the analytics. The analytics are already being sent out and only can be sent out for search engine optimization. The post that you're talking about is regarding the social media marketing, because it was posted onto a social media platform. So there are two different things. So the analytics is something which basically works in the back end of your website with Google, with Yahoo, with Bing. And then the social media marketing only targets the people who have the social accounts such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and stuff like that. So these are the two points which we are correcting right now. I'm just giving you the explanation so that we are on the same page.
Okay. Well, I guess it said insights. It didn't really say analytics. So I'm just saying that you were telling me that these ads have to be approved. I never approved anything, but apparently there was an ad or more that went out that I have no idea about. And if that was one of them, then that's bad because that's deceptive because I can't fulfill that little statement that he put at the bottom.
Right. And you told me that yesterday, and trust me, yesterday I've told my social media marketing team to basically delete that particular ad because the visibility for that particular ad was not that much because it was just being routed to one single platform. And Joe was the one who basically decided to post that particular ad without even asking you. So that's his another mistake. So which is why I've given them the directions that the next ads that they will be creating, first of all, they will be sending it out to me. And I will be the one who will be sending out to you so that if you can approve it, only at that particular point, we will be running those ads. And if, as I said, if you have any changes, then I will let them know the changes, and then only the ads will be going ahead and permitted because you know your business the more. So we will be the one who will be creating the ads for you, but you can always change that. And once you approve it, only at that particular point, the ads will run.
Okay, well, can you tell me how many actually went out?
One.
Just that one. Okay.
Just that one. So I've deleted that, and I've told them to basically stop that as well, and they are basically making progress on that. So that thing will be taken out, and from now onwards, no more complaints, nothing like that, and whatever you will be basically saying, in fact, even though if you don't say it, it will surely going to be done because I understand the business practice more. And people are surely going to go ahead and we'll basically take care for that. So now, are we on the same page?
Okay, let me check my notes here first. Okay. This MLS plugin charges and the recurring charges. That's for a year for 12 months.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I know it's the plugin plus the 12 months, and if it's then after that, it's just. That year is just the recurring charge.
It's not a recurring charge. On the 11th month, somebody will give you a call and they will inform you that the MLS is getting expired. And then if you would like to renew it, you can let them know and they'll go ahead and they'll do that. If not, then you can stop it.
Well, then what I'm asking is, will it be both of those charges for the plug-in and the monthly charges, or is it just the monthly charges?
It's basically
you would already have the plugin.
Yeah, you will already have the plugin, so you'll just be paying the monthly charge for it, the yearly charge. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Any other charges you can think of that might possibly come my way?
I have basically checked the complete system, and that is why I've basically sit at extra yesterday in the office for 3 hours to basically see what are the options available and what we can do. But trust me, I think the first payment was $1,620, which you approved for the front and all the other payments. Apart from these two charges, they were the basically shaky charges, which was being charged to you without any authorization, without the consent and everything about it. So that's why we figured it out that it was a mistake from his side. We will refund you the charges, but still you will get the services for free.
I know. That wasn't what I was talking about. I was talking about, are there any other hidden charges for me to pay that you can see in the foreseeable future besides that MLS thing? Let's see. The social media thing was 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 months from what date?
From day of live. the day we go live from that date.
Okay. Okay, from going live. And then that won't automatically be extended unless I approve it, right?
Once you approve it, right.
Okay.
But if I would be at his place, I would not suggest you the 3 months. I would suggest you to the way to go for 6, 9, or at least 12 months so that you could see the progress and everything about it. But still, let's just basically see how this basically goes on. And as I will be the point of contact for you, if you need anything else in the future or anything about it, you can always get back to me.
Okay.
All right, so Ms. Parrish, once again, are we on the same page now?
We are on the same page now.
I'm glad. I'm glad for that. And I'm pretty sure you do have now a peace of mind that everything will simply going to be streamlined into the right direction.
Well, I'm not ever going to have blind trust again like I did before, but we shall see.
For sure. For sure. And not like fast, but slowly, I will, and gradually, of course, if God give me permission, I will surely going to gain your trust back.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
It's going to take a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to try. That's what I can say, man. Now, the other thing that I would like to do, I would be bringing in, I have to do one more part, which is a part of my job, and I will be bringing Joe on the phone, and because he basically he's also basically a family guy, you know. He have a beautiful wife. He have a kid. So he's basically.
I know. He told me. I couldn't understand why he was saying those things to me because he knows I have a husband too. So.
Of course, of course. See, that is something which we can. What we can say is human mistakes, because all fingers are not of same size. So let's just basically forget the past, look for the future, and enjoy the present. So let me just go ahead and bring him on the phone. He will just be saying a few words to you. And I want you to deliberately accept the words if you can. I cannot basically force you. No one can basically force anyone. But what we have basically seen yesterday in the room, I'm pretty sure if you were there, you could also have seen the tears in his eyes. So if you allow me, I can bring him on the phone, and then we can wrap up the conversation, and then I'm going to send you everything in the writing for the refund, what we have discussed, $1,580 right now, and $1,580 the next month of first. So by which we could be on the same page. And then whatever the changes you have set, I've already forwarded that to my team so that we can finish it off. So I'll send you everything in the writing so that you're on the same page. So would you allow me to bring Joe on the phone?
Okay, but I'm crying too. So.
Ma'am, you don't need to cry, ma'am. Come on, please. See, my age is not like yours, and you can consider me your son, to be honest, at the same particular point. And if you do have a son, then may God bless him for that. But if he would be at your side right now, he would not want you to cry at all. So I was just simply going to say that just don't cry. Take a sip of water and just give me 5 to 10 seconds. Let me just bring Joe on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Please stay on the line.